Thank you. point. Close your eyes and imagine yourself jumping deep down within that emptiness within you, an ocean of emptiness and darkness. Dive deeper and deeper towards your abdomen, towards your butt, floor. Immerse yourself and surround yourself with the emptiness. Let it cloak you and hold you. Or else you can feel you're dropping backwards, falling backwards into the self, into the I am. Go as deep as you can. Robert's instruction, always dive deep, deep into yourself. Get below the level of the mind, the feeling.
Jo tas jo ta jaga wo satguru jo tas jo ta jaga wo mera antar timira mita wo satguru jo ta jaga wo he yo
Jivanamukta paramadinashi, Jivanamukta paramadinashi.
Hopefully at this point, feeling deeply sunk into your own emptiness, to the inner space that is you. Now look around. Who are you there? Who are you? In this emptiness, in this depths, so very deep in your consciousness, is Cynthia there? Is Alan there? Joanne there? Is Janet there? Joan or John there? Matthew or Ron or Tim? Where is this entity I that the name refers to? In these depths, is there a Janet? Is there an Alan or a Matthew? Where are you? Where's the entity in charge? Where's the controller? Or is there only emptiness? No person anywhere. Is there a feeling of me down here? Is there a feeling of meanness? What is the quality of that feeling of meanness if you find it? Look into yourself, look into your body. Your eyes close as you, do you have a body? Or is there only space? Sensations where your legs touch the floor. Bottom touches the chair. Perhaps a feeling of energy in the head. But it's all separated by space. Your eyes close, you have no body. It's only emptiness. So where's the personality? Where's the Joan? Alan? Where's Janet? Where's the person? No matter how long you look, no matter how deep you go, depending on how many years you practice. All that you ever find is emptiness. And yet day by day, this emptiness speaks to other people. It's emotional. Feels a sense of presence. Angry. Love. Pity. It's pressured to do something. Where is all this coming from? Look inside. See yourself. All that you find is emptiness. Robert would always say, the only freedom you have to dive within, to turn within, turn away from the feelings and the thoughts. The only way you can escape from everything being absolutely determined by your personality, place of birth, to your situation. Dive deep within to that emptiness. Find your true self. Your only freedom is to go within, because the rest of your world is always without, lying about you. You wake up in the morning, the chaos starts. The loss of peace starts. Stress starts. First the kids, neighbors, boss, driving, your wife, your husband. Everybody gets on your nerves. You get on your own nerves. The battle begins as soon as you open your eyes, and continues tonight. Finally, you go to sleep again. That emptiness, rest, find peace, and utter space. Till the next morning, and it starts all over again. And what is awakening? Awakening is identifying with that space, and not with the objects in the space. The emptiness inside is subjective. The way the mind structures experience, the brain structures experience, and the way we feel it, subjects. It's an inner space, which you got to know. You have to know this deep, known as the void or emptiness. And everything that you are comes out of this emptiness. Form is emptiness, emptiness is form, feeling, thought, and consciousness. Also like this. Most people run from emptiness, they want fullness. There is fullness in that emptiness, your own sense of presence. Your own sense of existence. develop awareness of them side by side. Become familiar with these areas in yourself. For they bring peace and space. You're awake and aware. The peacefulness and spacefulness that you find in deep sleep, but in deep sleep there's no consciousness. I am. But in this meditation space, emptiness, space, your own sense of self, of presence. Still, this is not you. You are even deeper than this. Fundamental nature is that which is aware of consciousness. That to which consciousness comes. That to which the waking state comes. That to which deep sleep comes. That to which dreams come. These states of consciousness come in a succession. Awakening, sleep, dream, awakening, sleep, dream, awakening, sleep, dream, and with awakening, stress. But you are that which is aware of the coming and going of these various states of consciousness. The states are ephemeral. Temporary. But you, to which these occur, are aware of their coming and going. When consciousness is there, you are that consciousness. But you're also that which is aware of consciousness. But when consciousness is there, that's your primary identification.